Welcome to your daily devotional, October 11th. God is not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. This text is set within the context of proper use of spiritual gifts in the churches, and specifically, the proper use of the gift of tongues. That particular gift was a temporary gift in which some people were given the gift to speak in such manner that others would hear them in their own native languages, as in Acts chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. This gift was given as a sign of judgment for unbelieving Israel, and was therefore temporary in nature and duration, having ceased early in church history. Folks were misusing the legitimate gift in unbiblical ways to draw attention to themselves. Even the women were speaking out of order in the church services, a thing which is expressly forbidden in the New Testament. God is not the author of confusion, but somebody is. That somebody is the devil, who seeks to disrupt, corrupt, and confuse everything that God does for good. Fast forward almost 2,000 years to today's churches. We still have folks misusing this gift due to ignorance of its cessation and because of pride. The result is what John MacArthur likens to strange fire of Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. In today's contemporary church movement, strobe lights and fog machines are even used as tools to heighten sensual experience. This is not a new thing. The devil has been using tools like this to overwhelm the human senses in the promotion of idol worship by frenzy throughout human history. See Daniel chapter 3 and verse 4 for a biblical example of this. Instead of a time of peace, the goal is to imitate the worldly rock concert experience to both entertain and bring to an emotional climax. But truly, is God in the work of the Savior at the cross glorified in this? Does not erratic lighting, darkness, and fog create the very confusion that Satan promotes and God opposes? Finally, the personal application. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Which thing characterizes your life? Confusion or peace? Are you uncertain and fearful in the trials of our day? Or do you hold fast to your faith and assurance in Christ Jesus as you weather any storm? There are two authors referred to in our text. The devil writes his script of chaos and self-induced heartache for your life. But Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, offers you peace today by the blood of his cross. Start small. Aim to eliminate chaos and spiritual confusion in your life. Choose the author of peace. The devil has his books, but the Lord God is author of the most excellent book, the Bible. And there you'll find directions as to how to get from the road of confusion and unfulfillment to the road of peace.